Welcome to Israel 18 News at 12 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today, clear skies cover Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, with a cool breeze making for a pleasant night. In Haifa, the stars are shining brightly, a serene end to the day. Here are today's headlines. First, just in, Israel destroys more Hezbollah tunnels and searches for trapped terrorists in Lebanon, according to Ynet. Also, earlier this hour, the Jerusalem Post reports the UN has mapped alleged attacks by Jewish Israelis on West Bank Palestinians since 2023. Also this hour, JNS reveals that Democratic majority for Israel's president questions U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance's reliability as an Iran negotiator. Separately, Mariv discusses the fragile state of Lebanon as it faces internal turmoil amid its agreement with Israel. And finally, JTA reports Ireland is moving forward with a ban on imported goods from Israeli settlements, reinforcing its critical stance on Israel. Here's what people are saying online. Joe Truesman, a conflict analyst, highlighted a strong message from the Mossad to Iran following the funeral of a notorious figure, posting just minutes ago. Melanie Phillips, a British journalist, criticized Labour's response to Israel's defense in Gaza, writing on X just now. Al Arabiya English shared insights from journalist Alina Karabeyer on the tense U.S.-Iran relations, posting earlier today. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in Lebanon, the IDF uncovered rocket launch shafts and weapons near Majd al-Zoun. This comes as isolated Hezbollah terrorists continue attacks from hiding, according to Ynet. The discovery intensifies Israel's operations in the region as it seeks to neutralize threats. Local residents face heightened tensions and uncertainty. Turning to the UN report on West Bank violence, the Jerusalem Post cites the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, which has documented over 5,330 settler attacks since 2023. This report may increase international pressure on Israel regarding its West Bank policies. Meanwhile, in the diplomatic arena, JNS details concerns over U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance's role in Iran negotiations. His criticisms of Israel's stance on the Iran deal have raised questions about his effectiveness. This development could complicate the already delicate negotiations with Iran, affecting regional stability. Lebanon's internal struggles are highlighted by Mariv. The framework agreement with Israel places Beirut at a crossroads, with Hezbollah supporters threatening non-compliance. This instability poses a risk to peace efforts and regional security. Finally, JTA reports on Ireland's legislative move against Israeli settlement goods. As one of Israel's vocal critics in Europe, Ireland's actions could influence other nations' policies, impacting Israel's international trade relations. Turning to business and markets. First, Ynet Business announces the passing of Prof. Asaf Razin, a prominent Israeli economist who influenced both academic and governmental economic strategies. His contributions helped shape Israel's economic landscape. Separately, Mariv Business reports on the new voice capabilities of ChatGPT. OpenAI's update offers simultaneous listening and speaking, enhancing user interaction. This advancement could revolutionize digital communication and technology use in Israel. And finally, Israel Hayom Business discusses the market's reaction to Gulf tensions. Despite rising oil prices and stock market fluctuations, investor panic remains low. This suggests confidence in market resilience amid geopolitical challenges. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 1 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.